Welcome back to another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your fave coach, Danielle Shelton. All right, guys, so I missed last Thursday. I'm sorry, this time of year can be a bit heavy for me. So I just want to say I apologize for missing last Thursday, but I am back today for another themed session with everybody. So the things that have been sitting on my heart have dealt with grace and forgiveness. And those things are sitting really heavy with me as we all have suffered some type of hurt, some type of trauma, some type of disappointment. We've all kind of been in a space where it was our turn to be the one to forgive and to be the one to extend grace. And I have to be honest, I made a post on my LinkedIn page and I talked about how I just used to wear my ability to cut people off. I used to wear that as a badge of honor. I used to be like, oh, if you do me dirty, I can cut you off. If you disappoint me, I can cut you off. If you don't do what I need for you to do, I can cut you off. If you make me upset, I can cut you off. Like, and it was, my cutoff game was cold, y'all. It was cold, okay? It didn't matter how long I had known you. It didn't matter how close we had been. I could absolutely cut. And I used to wear that as a badge of honor. And then as I got older, I started to understand that that was a trauma response. I started to understand that that is something that my father used to do to me. I started to understand that having the ability to do that can be great, but it can also be very lonely. Because once people figure out that you don't extend grace, then they stop giving you grace. And then my spirit got involved and my spirit was like, here you are praying, asking God to forgive you, asking God for grace for these things that you have done, these things that you have said, because you are not perfect in what you have done. So this is my conviction talking. This is my conviction saying you have not always been correct. You haven't always done it the right way. You haven't always treated people well. You haven't always had the best outlook for people. You have disappointed people. And here you are, bended knee, asking God for grace, the same grace that you have an absolute refusal to give to other people. That was a conviction. And I was like, holy crap. Here I am standing in my narcissism with this ability to say, you disappointed me. I'm cutting you off forever. How pompous is that? Like, legit, how pompous and self-involved is that to simply say, you have disappointed me. You didn't live up to an unspoken expectation. And because I had an expectation of you and for your behavior and you disappointed me, then I am now going to use our relationship as leverage to snatch that away from you, to snatch away our comfort and to snatch away our ability to communicate with each other because I'm upset or because I'm angry or because I'm hurt. And what that showed me about myself is the level of emotional immaturity I was dealing with. Listen, guys, there has to be a level of maturity that you have in order to be able to say to yourself, this person did not disappoint me on purpose. This person did not disappoint me just because they had nothing else to do that day. This person did not, you know, upset me, hurt me, because that's what they set in their hearts to do. And while I may have been hurt, while I may have been disappointed, is that what they intended to do? So God really is like dealing with my heart with that, because now I have to look beyond myself. And now I have to be like, okay, was it intentional? Was that hurt intentional? Was that disappointment intentional? Was their heart dark? Because the flip side of this is there are absolutely some people who their absolute intent is to hurt you. And those are the people that we are aware of. And those are the people that you keep at arm's length. And then there are some people who that was never their intention and it happened anyway. And you know what? They are human. And so are you. And so am I. So does that mean that you have also hurt people? Yes. Have you also said mean things? Yes. Have you also been unworthy of grace? Yes. Like, have you been the type of person who can sit back and say, in my perfection, I did not need grace? If anybody listening to this podcast can say to me, you never needed grace, I will call you a liar to your face. You absolutely needed grace. You absolutely needed forgiveness. So it happens a lot of times with parents and kids. It happens a lot of times with friends. We put on this armor and then we forget that we're a person too. And we weren't perfect. And we didn't always make the right choices. It is okay to not always be the person who feels like they have to have the power to throw people away. Sometimes it's okay to sit in those feelings. So here is what emotional maturity teaches you. The first thing emotional maturity teaches you is grace. Step one, grace. It's emotional maturity. The second thing that emotional maturity teaches you is how to deal with your own feelings. And then the third thing emotional maturity teaches you is how to talk through what you felt. How to actually go to that person in love and say, when you said that, it hurt. When you did that, I was disappointed. When that happened, it really threw me for a loop because I didn't know how to take it. When you are emotionally mature, you are able to go to people and you are able to say, you know what? I'm so sorry. This is something that has been on my heart. And when you said that to me, I was hurt. And then you open yourself up to a dialogue and you open yourself up to the possibility that maybe the person really didn't try to hurt you. Maybe they just did not try to be the disappointment that you made them out to be. So God is really dealing with my heart, because I can tell you, rolling over into a whole new year, we have to have the ability to learn how to extend grace, how to extend mercy, and how to extend forgiveness. It is absolutely necessary in order to move forward. There are some people that I know that lack emotional maturity and they lack the ability to simply say, I am willing to be vulnerable enough to discover how another person felt. Because now we have to starve the narcissism. We have to starve self, right? We have to be like, oh, I have to consider another person. I have to consider the fact that another person exists. I have to consider the fact that another person may have misjudged or may have misspoken or may have not, like, there has to be an ability to think beyond yourself and how you feel. That's emotional maturity, guys. So we're looking at emotional maturity here. So as you guys know, I always end this podcast with an action step. And the action step today really is to evaluate your relationships, to really sit down. And if you are someone that you stop talking to somebody, you cut somebody off, you made the decision to cut someone out of your life, really examine, did you give them an opportunity to even vindicate themselves? Did you extend grace to them? Did you extend grace and forgiveness? Are you asking for something that you yourself are not willing to give? When you say your prayers and you're on your knees, you're asking God to blindly trust you and blindly forgive you and blindly give you grace. Are you doing that same thing with the people around you? All right. So action step, evaluate your choices. Evaluate your own level of emotional maturity. Have you gotten to a place where when somebody hurts you, it's not over? It's just a conversation. When somebody disappoints you, it's not over. It's just a conversation. Have you gotten there? Because if you have not gotten there, you're probably robbing yourself of some really good times and of some really good memories and of some really valuable relationships. All right, y'all, this has been another episode of Tips and Tricks Podcast with your fave coach, Danielle Shelton. See you guys later.